Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about buying overseas properties. What are the 5 secrets you need to know first? I got the inspiration to do this video after my recent vacation to the land of the rising sun. Japan has always been on my bucket list after I heard so much about her. I took many beautiful photos and videos and would love to share more with you. However, if I'm going to talk about property investment in Japan, I believe most of you will switch off. That is why I'm going to share with you 5 secrets you need to know even before committing to any overseas property globally. For this video, I will use Kyoto and Osaka for our discussion. Here, let's go. Firstly, for any buyers that have plans to buy any overseas properties, you must be clear on your purpose or intent. If you have plans to buy for your own stay, then this is very straightforward. Just buy in the location and housing type you like based on your preference. However, if you have plans to buy for investment, then this is a different ballgame. Please don't tell me you can either stay in them or rent them out. Come on, please make up your mind. You think the place is like Singapore? Do you think you can suka-suka 5 tenants easily? Sorry, some places basically have no rental demand. So, please be clear on your direction. If you are not sure, my humble take, don't buy. Secondly, always understand the local real estate market. Find out the property prices. What stage is the current market cycle? Is now the peak or the trough of the market? I suppose you do not wish to enter at this peak. Neither do you want to enter when it is declining. This is the part that is pretty challenging to identify. For foreign buyers to obtain such data and interpret themselves without any local knowledge can be pretty daunting. That is why it will be good to have someone to share more with you, provided that person has been staying in that city for some time and understand the local market. That is why I recall how CapitaLand plants some of his young talent in China, growing cities to eat, sleep and play in the early years, and feed such valuable information to the top management. This was shared by former CEO of CapitaLand, Mr. Liu Man Leong, in his book, Building People, Sunday Emails from a CEO. This is the part where I realized many foreign buyers fail to do their homework well. That is why if they buy the wrong property, they will likely stuck with a lemon for good. This is something most sales staff will not share with you too openly. Always find out what is the minimum purchase price local can buy from you. Remember the resale market theory. The real market is always in the resale market where you can exit and sell to a local. If there's no local demand, you think there's demand from foreigners like you? What are the average property price they can afford? Are there any restrictions on selling after holding it for some time? Are there any additional taxes, especially for foreigners? At the same time, will there be extra taxes on rental income receivable? These are the questions you may wish to ask. Better still, go and find out all by yourself. All these questions are on top of the usual stamp duty, legal fees, loan availability to foreigners, and so on. Another interesting observation, many Singaporeans are attracted to the low purchasing price as compared to properties in Singapore. They always say it's so cheap. They love to compare it with local property market to make themselves feel rich. Sadly, this is the same mentality that many will lose their hard-earned savings. Always have a sense of pricing for their location and property types. How much are the resale properties going for? Don't depend on the developer sales team to feed you with such information. Don't be fooled with what lies on the table. Anyway, foreign buyers tend to skew towards uncompleted properties or new homes. That is the catch. Always ask yourself, how many are sold to locals? How many are sold to foreigners like yourself? If I see buyers are mainly foreigners, this is a red flag to me. I will no doubt walk away. At the same time, ask yourself, can you buy what the locals are buying? Think about it if I make sense here. Always make an effort to go to the ground to see the actual site. I know many Singaporeans are too happy and complacent to book an overseas property in a 5-star hotel with a free buffet. Sorry, I'm not so free to entertain such. The hotel is only a meeting venue and the free buffet should not distract you from your actual investment. This is the same approach to combat scams. There are many forms of scams including overseas property scams. There are just too many. They open shop, sell you some property and close shop due to legal issues. If you don't pay the installment, the bank will come after you. this will be your worst nightmare without even seeing the final product being built. That is why if you really want to buy, always buy from an established property developer with a solid track record. Here, if you are still reluctant to go to the ground because you find it troublesome, I humbly suggest you go to Singapore Pool and try to make your fortune. At least the money you lose is given back to the community for charitable causes. I know of some overseas projects that are located in upcoming districts. Well, upcoming can be defined in many terms. It could be next to an undesired location where slums or crime rate are high. You will never know unless you walk the ground. Nobody will tell you this. Remember, nobody will be so foolish to tell you this. Some properties could also be located in the heart of the city, near to train station and prominent local landmarks. Well, if you think you are safe by buying such, you are damn wrong. There is no guarantee that you can even find tenants, as most locals will most likely not be able to afford them. Why should locals rent from you where they can buy their own houses? What about renting out to foreigners? What about selling to foreigners? Will selling be even more challenging? So, what should you do? For me, this is the same principle when I go for holiday. I love to stay where the locals are staying. I love to eat where the locals are eating. I love to visit where locals are visiting. Obviously, I also love to buy grocery where the locals are buying. This will give me a more holistic idea of their cost of living and way of life. This will indirectly help me to shape my thoughts on their property market. It will even be good to engage with locals and hear their views. Spend some time in that location to see if that works best for you. Unfortunately, such an assessment takes time and skill to cultivate. If you are unsure about what you are buying, then be brave enough to walk away. This is my humble take. Nobody will call you a loser. Only when you lose big time and cannot exit, and going into litigation on foreign soil will be your worst nightmare. Buying an overseas property is never so straightforward due to the complexity involved. If you have plans to settle down in the city, then please by all means. If you are looking into parking your spare cash or want to siam ABSD, then I suggest you go and explore commercial or industrial properties in Singapore instead. Else, you can look into REITs or other investment asset classes. Here, I've heard many that lose their hard-earned savings due to poor advice and judgment. I've also heard some that double their investment. If you have lost your money or make money in overseas properties, I would like to hear your story so that every one of us can learn all together. That's all. I hope you have enjoyed this content. Appreciate the like and share if you have benefited from it. In my upcoming video, where I will be talking about adopting the best Japanese practice into our built environment. See you again.